thing, the bigger lesson for me is that Baba came over from the land there. We were 2 years every morning after breakfast. You see, he would be in his room at night. One of the men, Mandali, would be with him all night. The door this side would be closed. They had entrance. They'd come round the gate. You see, there are two doors to it. But in the morning, then Baba would ring the bell for us to come in after the men had gone. You know, now he wanted to wash his face, go to the dining room, have breakfast. So when he wakes up in the morning, he called us. After the men who were with him had left, the men Mandir. And he'd ring the bell, and he didn't know what time that would be. We must be brushing our teeth. We might just be... So the bell, the little electric bell, which is still there by his bed, he would ring, and always in this tune, which was delightful. Tree, 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 tree question that I would call and we would all go to the question. But, oh yeah, I must have moved the link. What I started to say.
Birthdays, lip change.
You're talking about the story about the lip chair coming across it.
Okay. So, then after breakfast and all, then playing the radio for Baba at the breakfast table. Mara would be combing Baba's hair, and I would have the, we would all have breakfast and all, and then after there's this radio. But the Voice of America, Baba would be listening. He liked one commentator's voice very much, and this thing would go on. And then he would come out on the veranda, and the door would close, Mara and all would go, and the men would call. So they would let the chairs come. But just before all this last minute thing that was happening on the veranda, I usually used to come down to my little cottage office here, trying to gather up papers and things that I had to maybe show Baba something he had asked me to do, or photographs which he wanted to touch before they were sent to the state. I would, just those few moments. One morning when I came, those few moments before, to my little cottage, there I saw our neighbor in one of the huts, a villager, very innocent-hearted person. You could see that from her face. You know, she's all heart. And she came and she said, "I want to see Baba." I said, "You want to see Baba?" I said, "You can't see Baba. He's in seclusion." He said, I don't want anything. I just want my Baba. I just want to look at him. I just want to set my eyes on my Baba. Oh, please let me see my Baba. I mean, I could feel them coming. And I said, "That's all very well, but have you asked the person that I mean, this is, she thinks it can be done because, you know, she's..." And she looked quite sure that it could be done. But she said, "I don't want, I would say nothing, you know, I just want a glimpse of his face. I want to say, oh, Grandma, what did you do?" And then I said, suddenly I had an idea. I said, "Wait a minute, stand right here now. You see, I said, Baba will be going by in the week, in that little chair, from there to here. Now we are both the side, where we can just see so much open portion during which we'll see the chair go by. See? And usually in the morning, so I said, now wait here. I said, now what are you going to ask? You just wait here. And when Baba's chair goes by, Baba goes by in that chair, well, look at it. She said, fine, that's what I want. So, now usually in the morning when Baba would be coming home from the, depending on the month, Baba would be, if it's any cool breeze even, Baba would put his scarf over his nostrils right there. You know, he did like the cold draft, especially after the eggs. And actually it's also the, I mean, I can't stand the cold draft and then, you know, quickly get a cold and things like that. That was the plan of the touch too. But especially since the accident, it was more so. And Baba would, I said, don't stand there. And she was standing there, absolutely expecting this thing, miracle to happen. And yes, it has passed, so, only wait. And I again look. I can't believe what Baba's done that morning. He wasn't holding the scarf over the nostrils. He had suddenly... Now, what am I to tell this woman this. I shine with absolute conviction and confidence that she's going to see. And her longing just poured out from her face and eyes. And what, you could do nothing against that. You could do nothing to steer that. And then, so I was just like a statue watching, she was beside me. She didn't know any of the drama that was happening. As soon as the point was reached in the passage of the chair, the point was reached where this lady could see, this villager could see Baba. Baba still not looking this way or that, still going in the lift chair like that. From there, he passed by and she could no longer see him. Goodbye again. And I thought, yeah, I mean, this is an answer to her longing, but this is a revelation to me. All knowing he is, he knows the longing of each one and he gives in the measure of one's love. There again, also in 1969, in 68, and when there was a sort of last darshan here on the Porsche, what you call Nara's Porsche in the cupboard. You see that film, Baba sitting there and his lovers going by. This is the picture taken on that occasion, because the last darshan, as it were, there were two occasions in one. Mainly, it was Nara's birthday Baba wanted to celebrate, and also it was Dara Amin's wedding reception. You know, after the wedding, they were told to come here, and there was a buffet and everything. There was a combination of things, and also really, mainly it was Baba giving the darshan to his lovers, but from nearby places only, and some from there too. So at that time, Baba was seated like that, and his lovers at the end filed past. I mean, first everybody was seated before him, but at the end, and you see that in the film, he asks each one, somebody says, "How are you?" Or someone says, "Hey, haven't you done this or this?" You know, very intimate, friend, beloved relationship. So each one's going back. At the background, in the meantime, there are those who are expressing their love, not only in flowers and smiles, but in songs and entertaining those who are reduced to lightening his burden by offering their form of giving relaxation to Baba. So it's a little entertaining, what's going on? So there were the twin nephews singing, there's a whole in the back, and one was Eliza, and what is it? Henry. And then Kaka Baria did something. And then in the end, there was this girl from Bombay, Naju, who was singing a song in English. She had a very good voice. This is short, but very nice voice. And she was singing an English song, which is not a Baba song in the sense that it was written by Baba Lava, but like a number of English songs that we know, sound or seem to us the wording of which, as if they were really composed for Baba. Even if they were composed 100 years ago or by a people who were absolute strangers to us. But the songs, oh my, this must, you know, must be composed for Baba. But that is the kind of song that Naji was singing. But the last line of that song is, "Waiting for you, but in vain." Now Baba is so gently and totally involved with his lovers before him that you didn't even expect that Baba was listening. Hearing, maybe. Right then he turns around, stop. Sing that again. "Waiting for me is never vain." Sing that again. "Waiting for you, not in vain." Everybody was so surprised. Since then, there was a song. Yes, they sang to us. "Waiting for you, not to see you. Longing for you, not to see you." That is what the Baba means by living in the present. Because the longing, the want is of the present. Instead of analyzing, you know, darkening, none of that, you know, that's one dimensional. Only love has dimension, and only that gives you that longing, and only that gives you that fruit. Everything else is of little importance to that.
You know, Mani, speaking of longing, there's another story connected with that song. which is that Naju was sitting there, and she watched. No one was supposed to embrace Baba. They just went, and you folded your hands before Baba. And she noticed the men went by, that Baba put out his hand to Jimmy Mistry. And Jimmy was allowed to kiss Baba's hand.
Yeah.
So she thought, what a wonderful thing. Then why did Jimmy get to kiss Baba and I didn't get to kiss Baba? So wouldn't it be wonderful if I could kiss Baba? So then Baba said, who wants to sing a song? She puts her hand up. So she goes up and sings the song, and afterwards Baba puts his hand up. So he also fulfilled that longing of hers. And that was, of course, the last time she was able to kiss Baba's hand.